They give you battle, no question. You had to fight for this one, didn't you?
Yeah, they're scrappy. They have good guard play. They're quick, you know, and we didn't shoot very well from the three-point line, and we didn't probably start very well. I think we got down at least 13. It might have been 14, and, you know, they came out ready to play, and, you know, great job by our kids responding in the second quarter. And I think at one time we were on like a 40 to 15 run. We took care of business when it needed to, but we probably would have liked a better start. But you're not going to always have a 33-point quarter like we did last night.
You're kind of open. Let's do it again. Why not two nights in a row, huh?
You're never going to not want that. But like I said, though, we're making baby steps. We're probably not where the kids want to be, but we'll get there.
2-1 for the weekend. I know you wanted to get on the other side of the bracket, but 2-1 with big games still coming up.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we talked about in the locker room is, you know, we're still not yet on track of where we thought we would be after this, but you know what we got coming up of Kearney Catholic and an exceptional Holdridge team that if we can get two of those going into break, you know, we'll be feeling pretty good about ourselves then going into the holiday tournament and starting the second part of the season. So 3-2, I mean, it could always be better, but I think our kids are fighting, trying to figure out different ways to improve their game.
I need to get everybody healthy for once, maybe.
Yeah, you know, John Patel didn't play these three games, which, you know, all of them, he would have been a huge asset to him because we were quite a bit bigger than the other teams if he was on the floor. But main thing, I guess, is he's just got to be 100%, and I think he's put in probably too much time to not be playing, so hopefully we can have him next week and continue to improve with him.